in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Heyo. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back live and in living color, coming to you live from, I said live twice now, Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, an action-packed show.
Action.
I have some stuff to get off my chest.
Yes.
Some things that have happened to me just today.
Okay.
But first and foremost, and let's, because we have to talk about it, let's touch base on it.
Sure.
The ridiculousness of everything.
Oh, it's absolutely out of control.
Anybody, and I don't even know how to start this, anybody who supports, has supported, thinks they support what happened in Minnesota is a jackass.
Okay.
Am I direct and to the point?
Yeah, you're always to the point.
Okay. So, you know, a former Buccaneer reached out to me the other day.
Okay.
And said something to me that you've told me numerous times.
Okay.
That my family has told me numerous times. But when you tell me it, I ignore it. When my family tells me it, I ignore it.
Okay.
When this particular former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, who I always considered a friend,
right,
I literally teared up.
Okay.
That he was looking after me, and he's like, dude, stop. They're baiting you. They're, you know, the same stuff you have said.
Of course.
You know, I try to get my point across. I take it to a level that I shouldn't. I maybe say it in a way that I shouldn't. My wife seems to think I'm still going to have a heart attack,
right?
Which I won't.
You're right.
You know, like when I call the credit card companies, when I tell you the story that just happened where I could have punched this lady in the face, on and on and on. I just explained, we just had a celebrity in here. Not you, not me, a celebrity.
Sure.
And I was telling him the story, and I brought up my softball stuff, how I was Dennis Rodman on the softball field. You know that. You've seen it.
Right.
6 weeks later, we play the team again on the schedule. And the guy would go, oh, that's that Jack Block, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, have we played before? Because literally, as soon as I do say whatever, it's gone.
Forget. It's over.
Right. It's not that I forget. It's just I don't really care.
Well, you don't carry it with you.
Right.
Like, a lot of people bottle it up. They keep it inside. And all of a sudden, they explode. And it's like, whoa, where'd that come from? But you're a kind of guy, like, you get it off your chest instantly.
I explode.
And then you let it go.
And like, it's gone.
But it's gone.
And it's gone.
But everybody else remembers it.
How many?
Like, oh, that guy's a crazy
like
guy.
I just told the guy who was just here, how many times have I wanted to punch you in the face?
Oh, every day.
But I let
just
it go.
Now.
Yeah, just
I mean,
now.
I was hiding around the corner so I didn't get punched in the face.
Yeah, just now. So it's gone from that. This particular player, you know, reached out, which meant a great deal. I haven't really talked to him in quite some time.
Sure.
You know, and I've always said all those shows I've done, and I can count on one hand, maybe two, you know, the players that I've dealt with for 25 years or so.
Uh-huh.
It really meant a lot that this person did that. And again, it breaks my heart what happened in Minnesota. It happens one time is too many times.
Oh, it's tragic.
And I know that I shouldn't say what I'm about to say, but it's black person, white person, green person, purple person. It's awful. My daughter, somebody told my daughter a story.
Okay.
All right. I'm the person that has always said, all lives matter.
Right.
You know, somebody posts Black Lives Matter. I've always said all lives matter. My daughter said somebody told her an analogy. And when you look at it this way, I do get it.
Okay.
I do understand it. I still say all lives matter. But she said, you're a kindergarten teacher. You have five children in your class. One of the children falls, cuts their arm and needs a Band-Aid.
Okay.
Do you give a Band-Aid to all five?
No.
You just give the Band-Aid to the one that got hurt.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it, and I've never said any lives don't matter, but I get that. But taking it to what has been going on for 7-8 days now.
Yes.
And I've posted this on my Facebook, and I'm trying not to respond. I'm trying not to talk about it. But I honestly believe most protesters are not burning and stealing.
Correct.
And most burning and stealing are not protesting.
They're not. They're just agitators trying to take advantage. To
taking advantage of the situation.
Right. I mean, they're destroying small businesses, local businesses. My good friend Sharif, he owns the Shoe Mountain on Hillsborough and 22nd. They broke in. They stole $100,000 worth of inventory. You know, so the day after I saw him on Bay News 9, I went to the store to see if I could offer my support, my help. You know, because at a time like this, we're all in the same thing together, you know, and the COVID-19, we're all in this together was the tagline, but this is truly, we have to be for everybody at this time.
A person that is well known. I think he's well known. I think he's well respected. I think he was well respected in the MMA world, put a post up. We kind of went back and forth and his comment was, well, they're all insured.
Well, but that's not the point.
And then I've had
that's not the point.
Then I've had some. It's not the point. And then Lizette, who has been involved in insurance, and some other insurance agent said, "But it's not covered."
Right, right.
Your insurance doesn't cover this. But it's such an asinine statement because someone's insured means that you can demolish
their family livelihood. Right. It's absolutely ludicrous.
The whole thing has gotten carried away. I really don't want to spend too much time talking about this. I'm more than happy to talk about the other.
I do have a question, though, and I'm being sincere with this question. This is not
a
funny
time.
Joke.
That's a first
but,
time.
But we saw that there's two autopsies, right? Like, they're saying that the knee on the neck was caused asphyxiation, right. The strangulation right. is what caused it. Being in the martial art world, can you go unconscious and can you die from, like, one side of your neck being cut off by the air supply? Like I don't know if that's a possible death move. Like I don't know.
Two things. Works. One, and I treat him probably as bad as I treat you, and he was a much better co-host. So I really wished I didn't treat him this bad, Joe Marquis.
Yes,
I gave and still do give Joe Marquis crap about that. About you know we've argued about holding onto a rear naked choke too long.
Right.
And he said if he had bad blood, blah blah, that he would hold on too long.
Sure.
Which I'm dead against. That's awful. Yeah. Yes, that can do something. Going back to you have to be the biggest moron in the world. I don't care what the autopsy says. Okay, I don't.
Right.
I don't care if the autopsy said, you know, that, lightning hit him and George died.
Okay.
I don't care if they say it had nothing to do with and he had a heart attack. Don't tell me somebody sitting on your neck for 8 minutes didn't cause. It might not have been the main reason. It probably was. But I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. It had something to do with it. Only a complete buffoon would say it had absolutely nothing to do with it. I mean, I believe that. So for
eight minutes of duress. I mean, we've been in the martial art world. We know how uncomfortable it is, how quick you tap when something becomes uncomfortable.
Yeah.
8 minutes is an eternity of time. Of torture for whatever the cause of that to happen, whether it was personal, whether they knew each other from previous encounters, whatever the reason was, that was just inhumane across the board. Because I would be quick to tap in 3 seconds.
Well, of course,
you know,
and once someone taps or cries out or whatever,
there's a respect.
You let them go. Now I understand this isn't in the MMA martial arts, blah, 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 but it was uncalled for. He should go to prison.
Yes.
They all should go to prison.
For not stopping. Protecting the life of...
But I understand that brotherhood, but the brotherhood, like at our gym, we've talked about things that have happened at David Vieira's gym. What happens there stays there, blah, 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 blah. They pull the things down. They beat the living crap out of... They should have beat the crap out of that guy. Sure. You know, show the support if that's need be. Uh-huh. All get fired, all go to jail, but still somebody should have... taking care of business once it got back. And just, it's going to continue. Even after he goes to jail, even after he's murdered in prison, even after, if he makes it past the murder to his execution, which it should be. I posted this and everybody's like, dude, stop. I would like to see public executions brought back. Okay. I would like to see them take that guy to downtown, wherever the city was in Minnesota, and they execute him. Do you think bad people are going to continue doing bad things if it's instant like that?
Definitely change your mind. I mean,
It'll continue.
There's certain countries where they cut your hand off if you steal. I mean, there's
and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm 1,000% okay with that. The problem is when nothing happens, when these bad people, bad police officers, bad people, because it's also bad people, when nothing happens, then they continue.
Sure.
When, you know, same with your children at home, same with my children as adults. If they can get away with it, they're going to keep doing it.
Sure. No, it's just tragic all around.
It is absolutely unthinkable what happened. It's unthinkable of what's going on in our country.
Yeah.
The whole thing, you know, and I can go on and on and on and on and on, and we may touch base with it later. I just kind of wanted to say my little bit of piece. Anybody who follows me on Twitter, on Facebook, all that stuff, they've seen some of my posts. But if you know me, you know me.
Sure.
You know where I stand, how I stand, what's going on, who I support, who I don't support.
You support that guy?
And what guy?
The guy right there.
Oh, I was hoping he wasn't coming, because as soon as I walked in the door, I remembered I was supposed to bring him something.
Oh no!
But I'll take care of that. We'll get it figured out. I'm gonna use my Hooters VIP card later.
Oh, I want to go.
Yeah. Well,
it's always a good time.
As long as you stay 6 feet away.
Is that our waitress right there?
See?
Did you bring your Hooters outfit?
You think just I get on them? Now you get it. Now you get it. All right. So do we have time? All right. No. Let's hit this break.
Okay.
And then I want to tell you a virus wear your mask story.
Okay.
That literally just happened about 2 hours ago.
Is the COVID still a thing now?
I guess not.
And who am I supposed to hate next? Like, do you have a plan? Or
I prefer it being me, but I mean, if there's somebody else.
I'm not sure what our next disaster or world tragedy is going to be, but.
Well, it's coming. Hopefully it comes quick enough so that we can move on.
We're not allowed to drink water, I think, now because it's bacteria. It's been sitting too long.
Well, I don't drink water anyway, so it's all good. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. We have guests coming in studio. We have a fighter that fought last Saturday coming in studio.
Not just a fighter. The newest sensation of the UFC coming.
Fighter.
This kid's like, he's got a buzz behind him.
Let's don't put too much in, you know, I just got confirmation that Chase Hooper's coming on.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody's putting on him, too. 20-year-old. See, you've already pissed him off.
Where'd he go?
Just leave him. He took one look at you, and he's like, I'm done.
He's got a boat. He's not going very far.
Is the boat here?
Yeah, the boat's right there.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's hand-painted.
All right, let's go hit this break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio.
Shout out Evil Don.
8-Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot, peppery goodness. Add one natural cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-4700. 5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Even when we have good stuff to talk about, the music is still better than what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. It's always better than I have to say.
Well, that goes without saying.
Except that Steve Lenay is in the house.
Scheduled Abby Velasquez is coming on momentarily.
Love Abby.
Then we're going to go out to Las Vegas, and Chase Hooper is coming on.
Awesome.
Then in studio, second hour, we're going to have Matt Arroyo, who runs Gracie South.
Gracie South.
We're going to have Matt Friola, who was on last week, who fights next week.
Steve Rola.
And then last Saturday night, Billy Q, he's better known as Billy Q, Billy Quarantillo. See, I paid attention.
You did pay attention.
You know, when he corrected DC.
Yes.
And it's Till. So I'll get the Till right. I won't get anything else right.
Got it.
And I'm really looking forward to talking to him.
Okay.
Because of the incident that happened in round two.
Yeah. They called it a sucker punch, but.
No way.
But
bull crap.
They called it a sucker
punch.
Well,
who did?
The internet. And they're always.
Well,
right.
The internets are idiots. The
internet's always correct.
And people have reached out to me because of the situation that I had with Eric Reynolds. Now, you probably have no idea who Eric Reynolds is.
Not.
Eric Reynolds fought in Bellator.
Okay.
Used to train in our gym.
Okay.
On 49th Street. Trained out of David Vieira's gym.
Right.
Also trained in Sarasota. There was an event, I think it was the RFC, okay, where Billy Q has fought as well. And he carried our flag. He carried the David Vieira flag.
Okay.
Which I took very personally. I love the Vieiras. I really, truly felt like brothers. I stayed at their house in Rio. And he held a choke on too long. And I got very vocal. And that's where the whole thing came up with Joe Marquis. I call him Joe Marcourt. Just
sure.
I do to him what you do to me, what I do to you, I do to him.
Irritate him.
Just to irritate him.
Antagonist.
And he kind of took it on. And then, you know, we even talked. There was an incident that happened in Atlantic City. Joe and I went to the fight. And same kind of thing that happened to Dan Henderson and Michael Bisping, where he hit him. The referee didn't stop it. He hit him again. Then in the cafeteria that we were all able to go to, it was the greatest thing ever. The casino's employee cafeteria we got to go eat at.
Okay.
I literally slept there. It was awesome. And he came up to me and he asked, because he knew how vocal and we talked, and he goes, what could I have done different? I said, absolutely nothing. If the referee doesn't stop the fight, you don't stop the fight.
Well, there's still time on the clock.
If the referee doesn't stop the fight, because the referee stops it when ding, ding, ding at
right.
5 minutes.
Sure.
You know, he sticks his hand. He didn't do it. Hunter turned and walked away, and he got everything he deserved. So anybody who calls that a sucker punch is ridiculous. I want to say another word, but we'll go ridiculous.
Okay.
Let me tell you what happened at the shoe store today.
Oh, you like shopping. back shopping is back a thing now. You can go out and.
Well, no, I misunderstood when I went to the store. Almost punched the lady in the face.
Why are you so violent?
I'm going to tell you in a second.
We're about love now.
The only thing that I need to do, and my wife has told me hundreds of times, I don't want to ever change me exploding. Okay. I truly don't.
Because you get it off your chest.
I just want to get the F word out of my vocabulary.
Okay. Oh, you dropping F bombs today.
Oh, I told her she was an F and moron. yeah.
And where was this at?
It was at a shoe store in St. Petersburg.
Okay, so you're at the shoe store.
So I walk in the shoe store because my mom is in rehab and I need to go get a shoe so she can wear a brace. It really makes no difference what the reason is.
Yeah, you're going to get a shoe.
It's immaterial. So I walk in. There was a sign there and I didn't really read it, but it said about a face mask. So I was okay with it.
Okay.
I walk in and this lady comes up to me and she says, do you have a face mask? I said, no. You have to wear a face mask. I don't have a face mask. I'll get you a face mask.
Okay.
I said, okay, no problem.
Accommodated.
I said, do I wear it as half-assed as you're wearing yours, or do I wear it properly?
Why do you got to say that?
You're making me wear a mask, but you're wearing it under your chin.
Right. Right. Yeah, the zero value. It's just for show.
If you're wearing it under your mouth and not your nose, it's just for show. I'm okay with you wearing it. I'm okay with you telling me, even though Pat Miletich went off about him going to vote and he had to put it on. I don't care because it's your right as owner of Torta Pizza. If you put a sign up that says you can only come in with no pants on, which I'm sure you've done before.
Well, the Naked Pizza Man lives here, so that would be normal.
That's your right. You own this place. So either take your pants off or leave.
Sure.
Put a mask on or don't come in. But you're telling me to put a mask on and you're wearing it improperly. And she said, well, people have to be able to hear me talk. I literally wanted to punch her in the face. I literally did.
Oh, man. I mean, look, it's like the gates in front of a gated community. It's just an illusion of safety. That little stupid cloth.
How about this?
Mask. It's doing nothing.
So my sister lives in Charlotte.
Huh.
There is a Carolina Panther who moved in, just signed with the Panthers last year.
Okay.
And lives at the front of her street. She lives on a cul-de-sac.
Right.
He lives at, like, you come up to her. You come up this road, you go right into their cul-de-sac,
okay.
Or you go left into his.
All right.
His was a gated community. His was gated.
Okay.
In order to get your car in, there was a gate.
All right.
But you could walk right up to the side of their house.
Oh, right, right.
What?
Well, it's protected by Panthers.
What?
I don't know.
Maybe they should call Tom Brady, and Brady can pay for his police protection as well.
Tell your sister to leave the door unlocked. Maybe Brady will walk in and start doing playbooks.
Well, not Brady, but whoever this particular, right. You know. And I was going to go up and talk to him, but after the Bucks beat him, I felt like it wasn't a good, a good way to go.
Right.
You know, hey, I'm from Tampa. You guys stink.
Do we stink now?
Who?
Tampa. Like, are we going to be good this year?
Oh, we're talking football now?
Well, since you brought up the Brady thing.
You know where I stand with the issue we already talked about. You know where I stand with sports.
Right.
I could care less.
Right.
I honestly don't miss sports.
Really?
I got to be honest with you. I don't.
There's nothing you miss?
No.
What?
No. I miss going out to buffets.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're
all, I'm being honest.
You're a foodie.
I miss going out to eat.
Why aren't you a food critic? Why don't you, like, hang up the sports?
I thought about it.
Just be a food critic.
I've thought about that as well. I want to be the secret where they pay you. They pay for your meal. Then they pay you to talk about the food.
Oh,
that would be cool.
That's a good gig.
Will I watch sports? Probably. Will I watch sports when this radio show is over? Probably not. But that's another story.
What will you watch first? Like, I mean, obviously the UFC came back first. Bare knuckle boxing coming up. The 26th. Well, the 26th.
How are you going to watch it? You going to watch it at your house or are you going to watch it here?
I'm watching it from behind your left ear.
I don't think so.
I'm row two, baby.
No, you're not.
Can I sit next to you?
Absolutely not.
We'll share a seat. Take turns.
No.
Come on. How are you going to leave me out of this event? It's in my backyard.
A, no. B, let me get back to your question.
I'm your chauffeur.
Let me go. Well, you just sit in the parking lot and wait for me.
I'm your security detail.
No, you're not. I don't miss sports. I truly don't.
What about concerts? Like, you miss, like, what's the thing that's been taken away from these closings that you miss?
I miss the ability to get in my car and go somewhere.
You can do that anywhere. I mean,
not really. I mean, I just went to Countryside Mall and it was closed.
Oh, okay.
So I miss that more than I miss. Now, again, this is my slow time, meaning the Buccaneers would be doing different things. We wouldn't be over there every day like we are during the season. If the season comes and there is no NFL, I may miss it, but I'm going to miss doing my job. I'm not going to miss necessarily football.
Okay.
I'm being as honest as
sure.
When I stop doing NFL radio shows, I don't know if I'm going to watch.
Right. Sure.
It drives me not crazy, but I don't understand people that are missing baseball so much that they're watching Korean baseball.
Well, I mean, it's pretty competitive.
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
The Koreans are pretty competitive. They take it serious.
I would hope. It's a professional baseball league.
And they got the cool fans. They got like all the banners that look like faces.
So. I thought that was where they used the sex dolls.
Well,
there was somebody who did that.
Oh, yeah, like the.
They put sex dolls in his fans, sitting like, so it looked like people. That's true.
I believe you. I believe
it's 100% true.
I got so many things I could say about that, but I just won't.
All right, let's hit a break, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to start with some guests because you have brought nothing to the table 29 minutes into the show.
I'm consistent.
You are consistent. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. When we come back, we'll have a hopefully a sensible conversation with a professional athlete. We'll be right back.
Everyone's watching.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, Hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot, peppery goodness. Add one natural cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy, crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back to you live from Florida Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. More shenanigans. What? Thank God I had you off.
It's nice to have a live studio audience today. It's very nice.
No, you always go, you always get fired when we have people here.
That's true, because I got to act out.
Yeah, so don't act out.
I'm a showman. That's what I do when the lights come on.
All right, now shut up. Speaking of acting out, let's go to one of my favorite, if not my favorite place.
Las Vegas.
I can't wait to get back out there. He gets back in the octagon this Saturday. Let's welcome back to the program the young and soon to be world champion, Chase Hooper. Chase, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Just kind of, you know, bored out of my mind in this hotel room. They got us locked down pretty tight, but yeah, trying to enjoy Vegas as much as I can.
Yeah, but I guess you really can't. So you can't get out. You can't walk around because once they test you, right, you have to stay in.
More or less. They have little like shuttles and stuff to the store right now. But from what I was told, we're going to get tested again right after weigh-ins. And then after weigh-ins, we can't leave the hotel room until the day of the fight when we go to the venue. So we got a little bit of freedom now. But once we weigh in and everything, it's kind of we're locked in here.
Obviously, this is an experience that nobody, you know, has ever experienced unless they fought. You know, Matt's going to jump in unless they fought last week or in Jacksonville. How did you prepare yourself for this? I'm sure, you know, they told you the UFC or even some fighters that have fought in the past month or so. How do you prepare for the downtime, for the boredom that you're going to have the next couple of days?
It's nice because probably like 6 months ago, I invested in one of those like Nintendo Switches, like a little portable video game console. So I've been playing a lot of games in my spare time, you know, watching Netflix, watching Hulu, all that. Just like that, I like to keep my fight week pretty chill. And, you know, I've done stuff like this before, so it's not too bad. I'm having a good time with it.
Before we get into the fight itself on Saturday, I do need to ask you, am I supposed to eat those M&Ms? Or am I supposed to just keep them in that glass container that I got them and display that in the studio?
I don't know. I got some myself, and I'm keeping them in case of emergency, you know. Right now I haven't eaten them, but we'll see how long they last. I figure after a year or two, they're probably not going to be as good. But, you know, in case I need a fix, I'll go back to them.
Good call. And since we're coming to you live from Tampa, St. Pete, Florida, and, you know, it's the hurricane season coming up, it's a good call. I'll leave it, you know, in one of the rooms in the house. And if we get hit, the first thing I'll hit is the Chase's M&Ms.
Yeah, that'll be some good carbs for you. Fuel you up for whatever you need.
There you go. All right. So the UFC was using you doing some interviews, and not too many things I laugh at. When you did the whole, you know, Ben is your dad kind of thing, how did you come up with that? Why did you come up with it, and how did Ben take it?
It was, for the fight stuff, actually, I think it was more like the internet kind of came up with it. You know, same thing with O'Malley, just because of the hair, obviously. But, like, after the fight, I didn't even know anything about that until Ben tweeted me, where he said, like, good job, son, or whatever. And I found that out when I was doing my interviews backstage. And they told me about that. And we just kind of kept the ball rolling. And obviously it led to, like, the Masvidal thing, which, you know, they fight past when I was doing some stuff with them. I was doing the fighter interviews. They were like, hey, we know Masvidal's going to be there. We think we can get you, like, a couple seconds, you know, try to come up with something. And yeah, we kind of ended up with that, and I think that's been a huge thing that I feel like people recognize me for is either that or the Ben Askren thing. And, you know, I'm just kind of embracing it and having fun with it.
It definitely was a lot of fun. And for those of you, I don't even know if you saw it, Matt, but Chase went up to Jorge Masvidal and said something to the effect of, why'd you do that to my dad? and Masvidal's like, who's your dad?
Yeah.
Askren.
Yeah. And then he said Askren. And it truly was very, very funny. How has training been different, you know, with the virus, with the shutdown? You know, nobody's been able to train, you know, the same way that they did last year. But how close to a typical normal training sessions have you been able to do?
I think we've been doing a lot more quality over quantity as far as training goes, just because we can't get in the same amount. We can't train with the same number of guys that we are used to. So instead of doing like a 6-hour day where I kind of have to, you know, meter out my energy and like my focus for the whole time, it's kind of, you know, getting a good couple hours of like being technical, and doing some like hard rounds or, you know, just really making the most of what time we can find to train. And, I think it's been really good. I feel like really good shape wise. My cardio's on point right now, and, the weight cuts, everything's going well. So, yeah.
I asked you about, you know, how have you prepared, you know, for how strange this week's going to be. Have you reached out to talk to any of the fighters about how strange it may be or could be on Saturday with what there'll be about 12 people, you know, in the Apex? Is that going to be strange at all?
I don't think it'll bother me too much with the lack of a crowd. Like, it'll be pretty similar to my fight on Contender. Because for that one, each fighter was allowed to bring, like, 4 guests. So out of, what, like, 12 fighters, that's, like, you know, 48 people plus all the staff. So that's, you know, tiny. It was in the Ultimate Fighter gym. So I'm kind of used to that, I guess, intimacy of, like, being so much closer and not having it be such a spectacle. For me, that doesn't really matter. I came up doing, like, jiu-jitsu tournaments and stuff where, you know, it's just so much different than a fight with a huge crowd. I don't really get affected by it, you know, crowd or no crowd. So I think it'll be just fine for me.
And you know, most people don't realize that, you know, they don't stop back and think. And that's one reason why I asked the question that, you know, all of the fighters start either in amateurs or they start in a smaller promotion that I judge here in Florida. And there's been 150 people at an event. So it's not something out of the norm. It's just something when you think UFC, you know, you're thinking 19,000, you're not thinking 42.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've noticed that there's like the barrier to entry for the UFC is you have to be kind of okay with dealing with so many people like that. But I've noticed that some people who are used to the crowd don't necessarily do as well without one. Like they kind of try to feed off the energy. But I feel like I don't really care either way. I'm good with whatever.
Interesting. All right, now let's do something that we don't normally do. Let's talk about the fight Saturday night. A lot of people believe that there's a bullseye on you, you know, with, you know, what you did with the UFC Fight Pass and, you know, the promotion that, you know, is getting behind you because of what is expected, what they think you can do. Do you feel that way, that these guys, these athletes, now you're going to be fighting a 9 or 10 year vet? Do you feel like there's a bullseye on you?
A little bit for sure. You know, I have guys calling me out all the time and all that, which makes sense for them. You know, they want to try to catch the up-and-coming guy and try to take that momentum, obviously. And I'm not like a Jeremy Stevens, so they know it's, like, not as much risk as if they were to fight, like, a brawler like that. So I can understand that. But for me, I just kind of, you know, like, I take it fight by fight, and I just try to focus on that. I'm just trying to kind of enjoy my time in the UFC as much as I can and just, you know, have fun with it. Like, I'm not here to just, you know, be scared the whole time or, like, you know, be nervous. I'm trying to, you know, have fun with it. And, yeah, doing all the stuff with the Fight Pass is a huge part of that. And, you know, it seems like people like it. So we're just going to keep going with it. And, you know, now all I have to do is keep winning the fight. So
Matt, I like how Chase said that, you know, he wants to have fun now because, by the, you know, when he turns 22, he may do something different.
Yeah, he might have a real career after this. talk
to us a little bit about your opponent, Alex Caceres.
He's definitely like a super veteran. You know, he's been in for a long time. But I think what also comes with that is, you know, obviously being in the UFC for like a decade is not great for your body. All the weight cutting, you know, all the getting punched in the face the next day, all that. I'm sure he's waking up super sore every day. Just, you know, that's normal life for somebody that's been in the UFC that long. So for me, while he's an experienced guy with like a flashy style, he's also got some downsides for him that are upsides for me. Like, I'm the younger guy coming in. I'm hungrier. For him, I feel like this is just another fight probably, more than it is for me. Having this huge opportunity of fighting such a veteran guy on only my second fight. And on top of that, I have the, you know, the youth and the recovery that I think will kind of help me as well.
You mentioned that you're hungrier. Does that mean hungrier in food or hungrier, you know, for the fight itself? I'm trying to be funny, but in a way, it's a serious question.
Both. I'm a, you know, I like to diet down more than I like to cut water weight. So I've been hungry for a month, and I don't know. I think that puts me in like a fight mode where I get like, you know, hungry in that other context too, where I kind of, you know, I want to fight so that way I can get back to eating normal and get back to, you know, just living a normal life and kind of doing that stuff as far as training goes. But yeah, I'm definitely focused on the fight, and I'm ready to go out there and, you know, make it happen.
Final question for you, Chase. What can the fans expect to see Saturday night, UFC 250, when you enter the octagon?
I'm thinking, if I can go out there and do what I want to do, I think people will see how well-rounded I actually am. And, you know, the fact that I'm improving between every single fight. Ever since my fight in December, it's been 6 months. You know, I saw some stuff that I've been addressing and kind of, you know, dealing with that. And I think people will kind of be surprised with how I come out. And hopefully that makes for a good fight. And, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully I win and can show everybody how much potential I have in the UFC.
Awesome. Good stuff. Chase, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong. And we don't want you, what is the Snicker commercial about hungry?
Well, you're not feeling yourself?
Yeah, but it's angry, hangry, you know, whatever. So I'm going to call out to one of our sponsors, Wicked Good Cupcakes out of Boston, Mass.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to send you a care package of Wicked Good Cupcakes as well.
That's what he needs.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Best of luck on Saturday. Have fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is Chase Hooper. I'm always worried about doing that. He's been on twice now, and I'm always afraid I was going to say Hop, and yeah. I wrote it down like 97 zeros and O's and stuff, and I still screwed up.
It's all right.
That's not
first day on the radio.
Yeah, I know. Day two. Yesterday was day one. Chase is a very cool young man.
Awesome.
And just as he walked around, he was on the program in Vegas a while back before his last fight. And, you know, it's just the confidence. Now, I was in the military at 20 and I didn't have the confidence that he has.
Right.
You know, which is crazy, and it's good stuff as well. All right. Let's go hit this break. Flying through this hour.
You know, if the riots come, I'm coming to go with those M&Ms.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Did I bring it here and show it to you?
No, you didn't show it to me.
I'll show you a photo. Because I'm not bringing it, because you will break in and try to eat some.
I will if I get hungry enough.
Good stuff by Chase. All right, let's go hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, Hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot, peppery goodness. Add one natural-cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy, crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back to the Bosch Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. You said, what am I missing? We have tickets. My brother has tickets for Guns N' Roses.
Oh, okay.
A, I'm really not sure what they sing, but okay. B, I know they're great seats, so we're going to enjoy it. But it's been, see, the wording now, what they're doing is if it's postponed, they don't refund the money. If it's canceled, so everything is postponed.
Well, I saw, isn't in Miami where they had the Super Bowl, aren't they going to turn that into a giant drive-in theater for, like, concerts?
Yeah, I heard that.
So maybe we can get Steve Linnae to we'll get him a credential. We'll get through. We'll go and watch the show.
We,
yeah, well, I'll get him. You'll get. Don't you worry.
We've already been that route. We've already tried that route.
We'll do a drive-in movie theater.
Which, in all honesty, so and we've talked about it. I'm sure I've mentioned it on the air, but of those two incidences that I really did want to pull my gun out and shoot you. Here, when you got fired, and your stupidity at the Super Bowl at the stadium, which do you think I was the maddest?
That's tough. I think if you would have had your own car, you would have left me at the stadium in Miami. and just let me figure out how to get home?
Honestly, I thought about doing that with your car. Okay. I thought about taking your car and leaving you.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think that that's number one. I truly do.
But then again, to shut down the radio show mid-show and just grab your stuff and go and not come back, I think that was probably the worst.
Yeah, but I didn't really mind that because anytime I can get out of doing my own radio show, I'm happy. Well, yeah, you know, yeah. So that's not.
So, but yeah, I think that was the worst. But that's just because there was like a live studio audience. But we're going to have another one coming up second hour,
yeah,
full of UFC fighters and athletes. We're going to have new people in attendance as we already do. Debbie is here in attendance.
So there's no such thing as a former Marine.
Yes.
We've already discussed that. I've had my brother-in-law on. Right. We've talked about it. There's former Navy. You know, I'm a former Navy. He's not a former Marine. Are you a former UFC fighter?
Once a fighter, because, always a fighter?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Because Matt Arroyo, you know, fought in the UFC. Right. Now he has, you know, the gym right across the bridge in Gandy, yeah. Gracie South, doing really good things over there.
Absolutely.
So he was there last week with Billy. He goes back next week with Matt.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, and we didn't think about this when we had Matt on last week. You talked about, you know, advantages and the smaller cage, the bigger cage. I'm going to ask Matt when he comes on, and we're going to, you know, ask him to come back on today, how much advantage he's now going to have next week when he fights at the Apex.
Sure.
After being in the Apex last week and experiencing
the format, the layout,
right?
Where, you know, what equipment they have, what's available to them, like
you know, the no sound, the you know, sure. And like I said, I still love that. I hope they never allow fans back.
No, never, no fans again.
I enjoy watching fights with no crowds, with no stupidity, with no get them a body bag, sweep the leg. The Ric Flair woo, all that kind of stuff.
The Ric Flair woo is classic.
Not for there. I want to hear the Ric Flair woo tonight on the supposed Rey Mysterio retirement.
Really? You think it's going to happen?
Well, he's retiring, but you know how many times you know your boy Triple F, because I'm not going to call him Triple C. you don't think he's coming back?
Oh, Henry's coming back. No questions coming back.
John Jones allegedly giving up the belt.
Well, what's up with that? Vacating the title. Money? It's all money?
It depends on who you ask. You know, I don't know.
I mean, if he wants to talk, I mean, it looks like Dana and him are having some kind of Twitter war talking about Deontay Wilder numbers, and he's like, come on, Dana, like, I'm not even asking for half that. He's like, just give me half of Deontay numbers, and I'd be happy.
I didn't hear that. I heard John say, I never asked for more money.
I
saw a tweet that said he never asked for more money. So now if he's tweeting, just give me half of Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, he's like, because Dana said they always ask him for Deontay Wilder numbers, and he called him out apparently and said, no, look, I'm like, I'll settle for half. It's like, you know, you're talking about money. Let's talk about, I'll do it for half of Deontay numbers.
So in other words, he did ask for more money. Well, and I'm a I back John Jones.
The GOAT, right?
He is the GOAT.
It's hard to deny him.
If Amanda wins on Saturday.
Oof.
I mean, she's got to be in the discussion. You know, I saw a tweet by, I think it was one of the managers, you know, about is she in the discussion. She's absolutely in the discussion.
Has to be.
She has to be.
Henry Cejudo.
What will it take for somebody, whether it's Amanda or somebody else, to overtake John Jones? Will it take him losing? And is that fair in that whoever would overtake him, unless you go to Khabib, would have a loss too. The one loss is tainted. It's Matt Hamill. It's a loss. It's always going to be a loss. But
Matt
you have
Hamill
to look at that.
On the Wall of Fame at Tour de Pizza.
Yes, he is.
Looking at me right now.
What are you making goo goo eyes back and forth?
But how cool is that? That he's the only man to ever beat John Jones. I mean, that's got to be a pretty cool accomplishment.
But he didn't beat him. He didn't beat him.
He won.
John Jones lost.
The judges. The victory went to Matt Hamill.
The disqualification went to John Jones. And if you ask Matt Hamill, we asked him.
He didn't win.
And he said, right. No. You know, but whatever. But I like how Ryan Bader called out John. He said, come on over. Let's run it back. You know, because I've seen the tweet about release me from my contract.
Sure.
So if he's released, goes over to Bellator, I'd love to see him fight Ryan Bader again.
Can the GOAT be in a different weight class other than lightweight or heavyweight?
Oh, like, absolutely.
Yeah, the GOAT and like
oh, absolutely. I
like
think
Henry Cejudo
I think he's in the discussion. I think he's in the discussion.
Amanda
Nunes. He has to be. But again, I find it hard, and I know we're almost out of time. I find it hard to put somebody with losses over somebody that's not, even with the tainted loss. So John Jones, I give him the bye because of the tainted, it was a disqualification. But how do you put somebody that has losses as a goat over somebody that's undefeated?
The thing that's scary about John Jones is, like, we never really got the true John Jones. Like, he had so many off the outside the octagon issues and events.
Did you see him in Albuquerque hitting the streets?
Yeah.
Like, good stuff.
Stopping the protest.
It really was good stuff. He went and he took a can of spray paint away from somebody.
Remind me later. I got a story to tie in with that.
I'd rather not.
Well,
if it's okay, I'm not going to remind you.
I told you earlier that I was going to break it here live.
We are coming to you live as we do each and every Wednesday from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Snap Zone.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.